Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Muscovites back on the show. Chris is the president of PMG eMedia, which is a technology consulting company for government and industry. He's the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, the Essential Planning Guide. He's our good friend Chris. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's great to have you back on the show. So, you know, Chris, when I, 15 years ago, I helped IBM. They were just getting their cloud system established around the world, and I helped them roll out their cybersecurity strategy. Went around the country helping them with audiences and getting their message out. And the reason I'm bringing that up, because in those days, the number that was being used for the cost of cybercrime was like tens of billions.
Right.
And exactly. and we thought that was a big number back then, and I think I look back on that time and I think about now, not only the escalation of the events, but the sophistication and the determination of the cyber criminals, and I feel like almost nothing has been accomplished. I mean, it's almost like, you know, we haven't won. We're still losing the cyber war. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that the war has escalated. I think right now the costs are roughly about $1 trillion. That's according to McAfee. They came out with a report yesterday. And that's, you know, 1% of the GDP. This is insane. This is the costs are astronomical. Mm-hmm. And we're going backwards. And part of the reason we're going backwards is there is such a very low barrier to entry and such very low prosecution rates, because all of these hackers have the ability to hide behind countries with no extradition treaties.
Right.
And in many instances, they are sponsored by the countries themselves.
That's right. Like, I mean, China has an industry dedicated to this. They've got their own building. They've got their own government building over there. It's a six-story building, and they probably got two or three annexes. But, you know, one of the things I mentioned earlier, Chris, when I told them you were coming, is our relationship with China and with Russia and North Korea and Iran. This isn't another Cold War. This is a real war. They're firing weapons at us, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Absolutely. And they're firing weapons at us all the time. And the war is escalating. And they're using mercenaries to do their dirty work so that they can hide behind them. And you called the countries right. I mean, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and several other places have nation-state sponsored hackers going after critical infrastructure, major institutions, and of course, going after money.
Mm-hmm. And there are reports this week, literally this week, Chris, about the influence that these countries have in our top leadership of our country. Wall Street, Washington. Have you heard those reports? What do you think about that?
Look, there has always been influence. When money and power is involved, there's always undue influence by a variety of players. I'm not surprised in the slightest that money corrupts and that there is power influence by countries on the leadership of both in politics and in business. And I think it goes vice versa. I think we have influences there. But we are particularly vulnerable right now. We're going through a very rough patch. And hopefully the years ahead we're going to recover. But we've gone through a lot, pandemic notwithstanding, and we need to find our center. We need to find our moral center.
And well, you know, one thing,
Chris, to politics.
I think we got to realize China, let's just use them as an example, because they're the biggest and the most dangerous. China is on a war footing with America from a cyber standpoint. America is not on a war footing with China from a cyber standpoint. Until we recognize that they're on a different footing than we are, we're going to continue to lose. Is that an overstatement?
I don't know if it's an overstatement. I have no way of telling, obviously, because this is top secret and classified, if we are or not in a war footing with China. Certainly, and I always...
I'm talking about cyber war.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that our cyber agencies, the people that work in our cyber agencies, are dedicated professionals. They know what it is that they're doing. And they are very sensitive to the fact that we are under constant attack. I don't think that this is escaping them.
I hope you're correct. I really do. Quick Muscovites, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.